Welcome to the Kitchen Counter Podcast, episode 212. Long grain, short grain, brown, white, black, and red, converted, or minute. The rice section in your typical grocery store has a wide variety of rice and rice products, and let's face it, it can be confusing for home cooks. On today's episode, we'll unpack some of the terms and varieties associated with one of the world's most popular grains. It's rice time. Hey everybody, thank you so much for downloading and listening to this episode of the show. I am Roger, your host, and this is the podcast all about home cooking, learning new things, getting in the kitchen, having fun, being inspired. I'm very happy to be here with you today. I don't know if you can tell, my voice is a little husky. A couple of weeks ago, I came down with a case of COVID. It finally caught up with me, knocked me down for a couple of days, and I cannot get rid of the head part of it. My voice has not come back to normal in a couple of weeks. Hopefully soon it will. Anyway, you get this version of Roger today, the little deeper, slightly more nasally version of my normal sound. So, fun stuff. Speaking of that, I've come across a new favorite rice comfort food that I started making called congee, which is a Chinese, there's versions of it all over Asia, but in China, it's known as congee, and it's something like a cross between a porridge and a really thick soup. You basically just make it with rice and liquid, and you cook it for a long time with a lot of liquid, and eventually the rice just sort of turns into a porridge. And I cook it with broth, with chicken and vegetable broth, so it has this really savory flavor. It's great for when you're not feeling 100%, you're feeling a little under the weather. It's kind of like a really hearty, thick chicken noodle soup type of a thing, although there's no chicken per se or noodles. So this week I made up a batch of congee and I got to thinking that I had all this rice material sort of tucked away for an episode that I've been wanting to do on rice, and I've got a lot of it. I mean, look, you could talk about rice forever and probably never get to the end of it. There's thousands of varieties and probably that many recipes related to rice alone. So that could keep you going on a podcast or a blog series for quite some time. But today I thought it would be worthwhile to take a few minutes and talk about some of the common rice things that we as home cooks, at least here in the United States, will find in the rice section of our grocery stores and supermarkets. And even though there are thousands of varieties of rice and lots of rice recipes, there are a handful of really important terms and concepts around rice that I think it's useful for home cooks to know because it can affect your cooking and it can impact how your final dishes turn out. So we're going to get to all of that in just a minute. Before we get there, a little bit of housekeeping. The show notes for this episode will be over at kitchencounterpodcast.com/212. Again, that's kitchencounterpodcast.com/212. That will get you to the show notes. I'll be sharing some of my favorite recipes, not in detail, but I'll include a link to the congee recipe, the dish that I was just talking about, and a few of the other favorites that I've got rice related, and also links to some visuals and other information and a couple of great resources on YouTube when it comes to rice that I think you might find interesting. So those will be over in the show notes. If you want to get in touch with me, send an email over to feedback@kitchencounterpodcast.com. You can also find me on various social media, Twitter at TKC Podcast, Kitchen Counter Podcast over at Instagram. We have a fantastic private Facebook group called the Kitchen Counter Coffee Break. If you're interested in hanging out with other home cooks, you can head over to kitchencounterpodcast.com/group, and it will take you straight to the group where you can ask to be granted access. All of the links where you can find me in the show will be over in the show notes as well. One of those places, by the way, is the Nitty Grits Network over at the Southern Food and Beverage Museum. It's a network of podcasts about food and culture. My show is part of that network. There are some other great shows down there. You should go check it out at southernfood.org. All right, everybody, let's get into the topic for today. Let's talk rice time. So I'm going through my notes that I've been sitting on for a few months now, actually, about rice. and thoughts I was putting together to do a Rice episode. And I initially was going to go into the whole history and you know, do a little bit of a deeper dive in Rice. But as I'm building my notes, and as I've been building my notes here and there over the last few months, it's become quite an undertaking. There's a lot to know about Rice, and there's just too much really to cover in a relatively short podcast episode. So I'm only going to touch briefly on the history of Rice because I really want to get into the practical items to talk about today. But again, if you're interested in Rice more just than just a home cooking perspective, I'll definitely put some links in the show notes for you to go check out. And even though there are thousands of varietals of rice, there are countless rice recipes and dishes that feature rice, these four things will really cover for you, the home cook, again, at least here in the United States, will cover 80% of everything from a background perspective about rice that I think you really need to know. So we're going to talk today about, one, what is rice actually, what makes up a grain of rice, because that does factor into these other questions. We're going to move on to what is brown rice versus white rice, and then we're going to talk about some other colors of rice that you'll hear often, black rice, red rice, things like that. We're going to talk about the difference between the grain length of rice, long grain, short grain, medium. What does all that mean? How does it impact your dishes? And then we're going to talk about parboiled rice or converted rice and also minute rice, which are also pretty big categories in the rice section in your supermarket. What exactly those are and how they can be used in your cooking. And I should say, too, you know, when you go to your market and you go to the rice section, there are generally two big categories, right? There's all of the prepared rice foods, things like your Zatarain's rice mixes, your Vigo rice mixes, your Near East rice pilafs, all that kind of stuff. Those are all packaged, pre-measured, you know, just add water sorts of things. I'm not really going to talk about those. I think a lot of those products are great, but you know, they're standalone. The instructions are on the box. There's really nothing you need to know. There's no way to go wrong with those items. So that category is for another time. We're not going to talk about those. Instead, we're going to focus on the more of the bulk rice or the plain rice, I don't know how else to term it, the non-packaged and prepared rice meals in your rice section. All right, first things first, what is rice and what is more specifically a grain of rice? Well, I mentioned I was going to just very briefly touch on the history of rice. The most important thing to know about rice is it's a very, very old cereal grain. It's actually grown from a species of grass. And the species that we're talking about are typically known in the vernacular as Asian rice or the Oryza sativa species. There are a couple of subspecies there, and like I said, thousands of varieties of Asian rice. We're going to talk about some of the most common and commonly found in U.S. supermarkets. But rice was probably first domesticated in East Asia somewhere 9, 10, 11,000 years ago. It's incredibly important in terms of nutrition worldwide. It provides staple subsistence to at least half the world's population. It actually accounts for about one fifth of the total caloric intake of the world. So it's a very, very important crop. I do want to mention that most Asian rice today is still grown in Asia. More than 90% of the world's rice is actually grown in Asia, you know, including China, India, Indonesia, Bangladesh, Japan, Pakistan, and all over Southeast Asia, really. But rice is also grown and cultivated in Europe, South America, Australia, North America. In the United States, we have some really big rice-producing regions, including California is maybe one of the biggest, Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, Missouri, Texas, and even some, I guess you could call them almost heirloom varieties, taking hold again in places like South Carolina. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't mention one more important rice species found in Africa, the Oryza glabrima variety. Actually, this rice was brought to the Americas through the Triangle Trade and actually cultivated in places like South Carolina early on. But as far as a main food crop, was later supplanted by the Asian rice varieties, which are the types we typically find all over our grocery stores. So what is a grain of rice? So if you go to a rice paddy and walk up to a rice plant and look for grains of rice coming off of those plants and pull one off, if you had x-ray vision and you could look into that grain of rice, you would see four components of that grain of rice. The first thing on the outside is that brown sheath around the grain. That's called the hull. Before any human being can eat rice, that hull has to be removed. That is not edible for people like you and I. Inside, underneath the hull, you've got the bran layer and the germ. And then beneath those layers, you have what's scientifically called the endosperm, but is typically what you see when you hold a grain of white rice in your hand. So a grain of rice straight off the plant has the hull, the bran, and the germ underneath that, and then inside the endosperm. Different types of processing and milling will turn that into some different types of rice that you and I find in our grocery store. So that brings us to the first set of terminology I want to tackle, and that is brown rice versus white rice. So brown rice is simply a grain of rice that has had the hull removed, and that is it. You're left with the bran layer, you're left with the germ, you're left with the endosperm inside. That is a grain of what we in the United States call brown rice. If that grain of brown rice was further processed and further milled to remove the bran and the germ, you end up with, as I mentioned earlier, the endosperm, or the white grain inside of that grain of rice, what we call in the United States white rice. And the first really important thing to know is that the term brown rice, while it does describe in most cases the way the rice looks, it's really not an accurate term for what we're describing here, because there are other varieties of rice that are not brown. There are black rice and red rice varieties that you can mill in exactly the same way. They have the same components to their grain of rice. So if you take a grain of black rice, for example, it also has a hull, a bran, germ, and endosperm. If you remove just the hull from that black rice, it's not brown rice, technically, right? It's still black, but we call it brown rice. So what we really mean when we say brown rice is really whole grain rice versus white rice, which is really refined rice. Kind of the same way we talk about breads and wheats, right? Whole grain bread versus refined or white bread, right? A similar thing going on here with rice. So brown rice is generally used in the United States to mean whole grain, though not all whole grain rice is brown. As I mentioned, there can be black, red, a whole host of other varieties that don't look brown, but are whole grain. So if you're at the store and you're looking at other varieties of rice with different colors, you're looking for the term whole grain, typically to know that it still has the bran and the germ as part of that grain of rice. Now, if you've worked with white rice and you've worked with brown rice, both, and apologies, I'm just going to keep calling it brown rice right now, because when you're in the grocery store, that's generally what you're going to find. Or when you're reading recipes, they will usually call for brown rice, not whole grain rice. Just understand that brown rice means whole grain, okay? So if you've worked with both white and brown rice, you'll know that there are a few differences in cooking method, in flavor, and also in shelf life. Let's start with the storage and the shelf life question first. Brown rice, because it has the bran and the germ still as part of the grain, the bran and the germ contain a lot more nutrients than the endosperm inside those layers. It contains oil, and these can actually contribute to a shorter shelf life for brown rice, because brown rice can go bad a lot faster than white rice because of those nutrients and the oils in the bran and the germ. Brown rice really only has a good stable shelf life of about 6 months. So don't buy more brown rice than you can cook up in a couple of months. Don't buy lots of it for long-term storage. It's a little more finicky when it comes to shelf life. White rice, because it doesn't have the bran or the germ layer, it's just the starchy endosperm inside, can last a long time, years in cool, dry environments. Now, in terms of flavor, in general, white rice is a little less flavorful than a brown rice. At least it's a little more neutral in most cases. And the texture is generally not chewy, whereas brown rice is a little bit chewier. It has usually a little more of a nutty, a little more earthy flavor. It brings a little bit of a different texture and flavor profile to your cooking, again, because of the presence of the bran and the germ layer. There are nutrition considerations as well. You know, I don't really talk too much about nutrition on this show, but in general, brown rice has more fiber, more vitamins, minerals, nutrients, again, because of those extra, because it's a whole grain, right? Whereas white rice usually does not have all the nutrients and is oftentimes, at least in the United States, fortified to make up for the loss of those naturally occurring nutrients in the brown rice. Now, when it comes to cooking brown and white rice, there's a difference as well. Long grain white rice, for example, cooks relatively quickly. You might take a cup of rice, 2 cups of water, and it might take anywhere from, let's say, 18 to 25 minutes to cook from beginning to end. By comparison, for a long grain brown rice, you might take a cup of rice, you might have to increase the water to 2.5 cups, and it might have to cook for 45 to 55 minutes from beginning to end. Because it's a whole grain, it has the bran and the germ layer still connected to the grain of rice, it takes longer to cook. You generally have to increase the amount of water to compensate for evaporation that occurs because of the longer cooking time. Now, you can oftentimes substitute brown and white rice in and out of recipes that call for one or the other. You just have to be aware of the different cooking times and liquid requirements that I just mentioned. Now, really quickly, I do want to talk about some other quote-unquote colors of rice, like red rice or black rice that I mentioned in the brown rice, white rice discussion, because you will find these in your grocery stores. Keep in mind that any rice, whether it's black, red, brown, whatever, have the same four components, the hull, the bran, the germ, the endosperm. Physically, they act in much the same way. So red rice, which, by the way, there's not just one red rice. There's hundreds of varieties, probably thousands of varieties of red rice. Same with black rice. And by the way, they get that color because of a compound called anthocyanin. It's the same thing that you find in blueberries, blackberries that give them their color. For example, it's a great antioxidant compound. But beyond that, if it's a whole grain, you will treat it like you will treat the brown rice I just talked about. If it's more processed and refined, where the bran and the germ have been removed, you're going to treat it more like the white rice that I just described. Okay, let's move on to the next set of terms. And this is the grain length of rice. Long grain, short grain, medium grain. Always a descriptor used in recipes, always all over the rice packages. What does it mean exactly? Well, it literally means how long that grain of rice is. So a long grain rice means the grain of rice is quite a bit longer than it is wide, long and narrow, right? Maybe 4 or 5 times as long as it is wide, as opposed to a short grain rice, which might be nearly round or only maybe 1 or 2 times as long as it is wide. And then you have medium, which there's a little bit of a continuum, but you know, you can assume that a medium would be just a little bit longer than it is wide. Not long and slender like a long grain, not short and round like a short grain, but in the middle. Now, in general, long grain rices, the long and slender grains, tend to cook up lighter and fluffier. They tend to retain their distinct grain shape after cooking. They also tend to hold less moisture when they're cooked, so they're a little bit drier after they're cooked up. And in general, long grain rice has a little bit less starch than their short grain counterparts. Long grain rices are typically what you work with when you're working with pilafs or biryanis, or they're often incorporated into other dishes like jambalaya or used in salads where you might have a rice component. When you go to a store in the United States, at least where I live, there's lots of boxes and bags of just generic long grain white rice. This is a great all-purpose rice for almost anything you're cooking if you're using that rice and incorporating it into another dish. Some notable long grain varieties that you will find in the store include basmati and jasmine rice. Those are long grain varieties, usually interchangeable with any other long grain whenever you're using those in a recipe. Now, in contrast, short grain rices, as I mentioned, are kind of round or barely longer than they are wide. Short grain rices tend to cook up much stickier than a long grain. Short grain will clump up more readily. They tend to be more moist after cooking, and they're usually higher in starch than their long grain cousins. Sushi rice is a prime example of a really sticky, clumpy short grain rice. Italian arborio, Spanish bomba rice, are other typical short to medium grain varieties. When you talk about medium grain rice, there's a little bit of a gray area. I'm more of a splitter when it comes to rice. I usually think like long versus short, and I kind of lump my rice into one of those two camps. But you'll see medium grain rice referred to all over the place. Anything that's considered a medium grain rice or referred to as a medium grain rice, you can assume they will have a few characteristics of both long and short grain. So, for example, medium grain rices will not be as dry when cooked as a long grain, but they won't be as sticky and clumpy as a short grain rice. As far as retaining moisture, they'll be somewhere again in the middle between long dry grains and short moist grains. In general, though, if you have a recipe that calls for a medium grain rice, look for that terminology when you go out to buy your rice, and really any medium grain rice will probably do. Though again, if you're trying to make a risotto or a paella or a sushi and you need sushi rice, you might be best served by looking for rices that are traditionally associated with those dishes, like arborio or carnaroli for risotto and bomba rice for paella. But wouldn't be the end of the world if you had to sub in and out other varieties of the same grain length. All right, now let's complicate things even more, and I want to talk about two other very common products you find in the rice aisle, and those are known as converted rice and minute rice. When I was really getting into cooking years and years ago, I really never knew what was up with things like minute rice. Is it really rice? I mean, why would I use minute rice instead of regular bag of white rice? And what in the world is converted rice? Like Ben's rice is typically a converted rice. What does all that mean? And do I even want to touch those as a home cook? Well, let's start with the easy one, minute rice. Minute rice is indeed actual rice. It's just rice that has been cooked nearly to completion or to completion and then dehydrated and dried. So when you buy a box of minute rice, you know, minute rice only cooks up in what, like 5 minutes or something like that. You're essentially just rehydrating already cooked rice and heating it up. That's why it can be cooked so quickly. And it works in a pinch if you just need to whip up a little bowl of rice to munch on. Personally, I don't really care for the texture or even the flavor of minute rice. I think it's like a little washed out. It doesn't taste quite as good to me as just cooking regular rice. If you're going to be incorporating rice into a long cooking dish, like a casserole, for example, I personally would avoid minute rice. It will overcook and it will probably start to break down or disintegrate or blow out the grains. Because again, it's already cooked rice and you're just essentially heating it up and rehydrating it. So if you throw a casserole in the oven for an hour or whatever, 45 minutes, and you've got minute rice in it, that the texture of that rice will probably not quite turn out right. So you should probably just stick with regular good old long grain white rice. So that's minute rice, already cooked to completion and just dried and dehydrated, waiting for you to add liquid and heat it back up. Minute rice is kind of like the frozen pizza of the rice world. Nothing wrong with it, but you get what you get. So then what is converted rice? By the way, converted rice is also known as parboiled rice. Same thing. Remember when I talked about the different components of a grain of rice? And remember how I said that the hull always has to be removed before people can eat it? With a typical brown rice, the hull is removed and then the processing is done. Or even with a white rice, the hull is removed, the grain continues to be processed and milled until the bran and the germ are gone and you end up with white rice and you're done. Well, parboiled rice or converted rice was developed in India thousands of years ago. And the processing of that rice actually starts before the hull is removed. It's boiled partially while the hull is still on the grain of rice, and that has an interesting effect on the rice. One, it makes the hull easier to remove by hand, but more interestingly, it actually drives some of the color and the nutrients from the bran and the germ into the endosperm of the rice. So it makes that what we would typically see as a white grain of rice in a parboiled rice, that rice might have a little more of a glassy tan or a light wheat color to it because some of the nutrients from the bran and the germ have been pushed into it essentially from the process of parboiling the rice in the hull. So you know when I was talking about long and short grain rice, and then I said medium grain rice sort of has characteristics somewhere between long and short grain. Parboiled rice has characteristics that are somewhere between whole grain rice and refined rice. So it has more nutrients naturally occurring in the grain of rice than a refined or a white rice does, though not as much as a whole grain brown rice. A parboiled rice or converted rice takes a little bit longer to cook than a white rice, maybe 5 or 8 minutes longer, but not quite as long as a whole grain or a brown rice. But one interesting characteristic of parboiled rice is that when it cooks up, it does an excellent job of keeping the grains distinct. And it also has an interesting texture. So it's a little firmer and chewier than a refined or a white rice, though not as chewy as a whole grain rice. And by the way, you can get parboiled rice in different grain lengths as well. And the same concept generally applies. Long grain parboiled rice, light, fluffy, distinct grains. Short grain parboiled rice, a little more starch, more clumpy, more moisture when it cooks up. So that covers some of the main terms and varieties of rice that you're going to find in your grocery store. Hopefully that clarified a few things for you. Maybe you learned something. I think it's interesting that a grain that is so ubiquitous, we just kind of take for granted and follow recipe instructions without really even knowing, at least I didn't for a long time, what all the different things meant, short grain, long grain, you know, brown, white, parboiled or not, that kind of stuff. So hopefully you got some value out of this. Now, a conversation about rice probably wouldn't be complete without a ton of other questions that you probably have now about rice. There's no straight answer for any of these questions, but I'm going to throw them out there with just a couple of thoughts on each of them. Again, there's really no absolute right or wrong answer to any of these. Some are preference, and for most of these, I'll put links in the show notes. So if you're curious, you can do a little more digging on your own. But first thing I will say, if you plan to cook a lot of rice, especially rice that you're not just throwing into a casserole or cooking up like in a jambalaya or something like that, you might want to invest in a rice cooker. If they're relatively inexpensive, they make rice about as foolproof as you can make it. They're somewhat hands-off. So if you're going to cook rice with any frequency, I would definitely look into getting a rice cooker if you don't already have one. Beyond a rice cooker, there is a dizzying array of methods for cooking rice. Stovetop, in the oven, in your Instant Pot, whatever. There are a lot of different ways you can cook rice. My favorite method, if I'm just cooking up a pot of rice to have as a side, just some white rice or brown rice or whatever. Again, in the show notes, we'll put this information. But my simple ratio for white rice is for a long grain white rice is 1-2-3. 1 cup uncooked long grain rice, 2 cups water, and that's going to equal about 3 cups of cooked rice. I combine all of those ingredients in a saucepan. I bring to a boil, then I reduce the heat to low and I simmer it covered for about 15 minutes. And then I take it away from the heat and let it sit for another 5 minutes covered. And it's generally good to go. Brown rice, similar, except I use 2.5 cups of water. So 1 cup brown rice, 2.5 cups of water. Cooking method, similar. Put everything in the saucepan, bring to a boil, reduce to low, and simmer covered for about 40 to 45 minutes. I'm not an authority on cooking rice on the stovetop. That's what works for me. Again, I'll put some links in the show notes. The other question that I see a lot when it comes to rice, or I see recommended, is to wash or not wash or rinse your rice beforehand. I will say you will see many different sources give many different answers, and it, in a way, depends on what kind of product you want to end up with. With any agricultural product, you're probably not going to end up with 100% perfect rice, right? Just when you, as you go through your dried beans and pick out the weird looking ones, that doesn't hurt to do with rice. You might find, you know, occasionally something that's not a piece of rice in your rice, like a little piece of a twig or, I don't know, a little stone or something like that. It has happened. If you go to the U.S. rice growers website, they'll tell you that U.S. rice is an extremely high quality product and there's no need to wash it. And in fact, if you wash it, you'll wash away some of, you'll be washing away good starches and other fortified nutrients that are added to the rice. So that's one viewpoint. If you're really looking for distinct fluffy grains of rice, rinsing might be the way to go to get rid of excess starch. If you're going to make a risotto, you want starch, and I think rinsing the rice off ahead of time would be detrimental to your finished product. I've not tested that myself. I'm just assuming that would be the case. So to rinse or not rinse your rice before you cook it, full disclosure, I've done both many times, and I generally have no issues either way. So what a cop-out answer, huh? All right, I'm looking at the time. I think I'm out of time for today. I know that was just skimming the surface on rice, but again, I hope you got a little bit of value. I hope you learned a little something new from the amazing world of rice. Once again, show notes will be over at kitchencounterpodcast.com/212. Head over there for all sorts of good information. Oh, I forgot to mention it right before the break there, but I will also include links to some recipes of my favorite rice dishes in this episode. I'll also include a recipe to the congee I talked about at the top of the show in case you're ever feeling under the weather or just want a good hearty comfort food bowl of rice that might be a little different than what you normally make. Remember to tell your friends and your family about the show if you think they'll get some value out of it. Would love for you to show them how to find podcasts. If they've never listened to a podcast before, you might open up an entirely new world for them, and they'll thank you forever for that. All right, that'll do it for one more episode of the Kitchen Counter Podcast. I hope you're all doing very well. I hope you're all in the kitchen making wonderful food. And for my friends here in the United States, I hope the bounty of spring is bringing you lots of yummy ingredients to put to good use. Until next time, I'm Roger with the Kitchen Counter Podcast. Happy cooking.